This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The ongoing military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan have begun to hurt the Marine Corps' recruitment targets. The Corps missed its monthly recruiting goal in January for the first time in a decade. The Marines say the shortfall is just an anomaly, and this past weekend they took steps to get more young people interested in joining the Marines. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS reports from San Diego.
Camp Pendleton is the Marine Corps' largest amphibious training base on the West Coast. It's nestled in the brown scrub brush mountains of North San Diego County, and it's where 236 high school students from around the Southwest converged for a weekend of real-life boot camp.
You're just going to march in place right where you are. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Forward, left, right, lower, right.
Recruiters brought these young students to the base to give them a taste of what life might be like in the Corps. The drill instructors didn't hold back.
Go, right now.
Most of these students are in their high school's ROTC program, or Reserve Officers Training Corps. But for many, it's the first time on a military base and the first time they've been yelled at by Marines. They were treated like real recruits. The teenagers, mostly boys, spent the night in barracks and slept on the uncomfortable metal bunk beds. Students ate in the mess hall and woofed down plates of runny eggs and waffles at 5 in the morning. And then the fun began.
Let's go, let's go. Turn around.
No.
For the next 6 hours, teams of four students went through rigorous physical fitness training. But the not-so-subtle message of the day came afterwards. The hip-hop music blasted from the back of a shiny cherry red Hummer painted with the Marine Corps logo. Students crowded around the speakers, danced, joked, and laughed. They talked excitedly with the two Marines who drove up in the vehicle. The two looked cool and appealing in their dark sunglasses, tight black shirts, and camouflage pants. They stood near a table with stacks of Marine bumper stickers and recruiting pamphlets. 100 yards away, a sleek Cobra attack helicopter sat in plain view. Next to the gunship, the Marines had parked a light-armored vehicle. Sergeant Camillo Silvello stood by and told the students how much he loved his job.
It also takes three Marines to operate the vehicle. A driver, which is way in the front, and then right there in that turret, there are two seats, you got a gunner.
Can we get up there?
Yeah, jump on.
The students are all smiles as they hop on the vehicle. They check out the periscope and are amazed by the big machine gun. Marshall Helsper is a 16-year-old junior from Riverside.
I like the Corps. The Corps is really awesome. I love it. And the experience just being here is a swell of pride, I guess. There's just so much that military service does and all their reputation and prestige and whatever.
That military service has resulted in many deaths. Since the war began, more than 200 Camp Pendleton Marines from the base have died. That's not a worry to attendee Brian Ridenour of Las Vegas.
If I have to give my life so one day one of my kids or someone else can come and be a Marine, and so be it. But that's what I got to do to protect freedom and so everyone can put their head on a pillow tonight and, you know, get a good night's rest and feel safe, then that's what I got to do. Whatever the cost may be, so be it.
The 18-year-old says he wants to stay and start his recruit training now. Justin Way liked what he saw, too. The junior from nearby Vista High School is gung-ho, despite his mom's reservations.
Every time she like, pins the obituaries of the Marines who got killed in Iraq on the fridge, try to dissuade me, but I mean, it's not going to change my mind.
The continued deaths are a paradox for recruiters, too. Major John McDonough is in charge of getting high school students to join the service. He says they don't dodge the issue with prospective recruits or their parents.
The war is real. It's there. And it is, frankly, it's why we exist. And what we're finding is that that message, particularly the message of service, resonates with these kids. They're very, very patriotic kids. They realize something is happening in the world. And for the great majority of them, they want to be a part of the solution.
And at Camp Pendleton, which has lost more service members in Iraq than any other military base, local teenagers still want to be part of the solution. The regional recruitment office continues to exceed its target. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis in San Diego.